Meditate on Nam. Why do you delay? Do not lose the time in your hands. This is Sanchi's Bhajan Nama Japa Kyo Launa E Derdi, page 236. Tell how you will swim across without the Nam. When the time has passed, then you will bemoan the karmas. The life and human body you have got specially. You were hung upside down. Do not forget that pain. The gem has come in your hand. Do not lose it in the dirt. Give up pride and do not do mine, mine. Name and glory are all false. The scene of this world is like a dream. The storm of death has come closer. This honorless life is the guest of a few days. Its life is like the lifespan of a bubble of water. Ajaib has become the disciple of Kirpal. Meditate on Nam. Why do you delay? Do not lose the time in your hands. This is Sanchi Spajan Nam Japa Kyo Launa E Derdi, page 236.
Nama japa kyo launa e deri hata ayasama eve tugua vina. Nama japa kyo launa e deri hata ayasama eve tugua vina. Nama toba gere da se pare ki ve ho venga. Bita gea sama pere kare manuro venga. Nama toba gere da se pare ki ve ho venga. Bete gea sama fere kare manuro venga. Manasa jama mili jindagi ucheri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Nama japa kio lona ederi. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Tenu puta lata kaya duka darda da bula vina. Aya hata lala teri miti chanu la vina. Tenu puta lata kaya duka darde da bula vina. Aya hata lala tere mita charu la vina. Chada de manana kara meri meri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Nama japa kyo launa e deri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Mana vadi ai sabe kurde pasara e. Supa ne dinyai e jagatana chara e. Mana vadi ai sabe kurde pasara e. Supa ne dinyai e jagatana chara e. Nere akai mota haneri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Nama japa kyo launa e deri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Chandra jadi paroniye chindagi ni maniye edi muniade ekka pula pula paniye Chandra jadi paroniye chindagi ni maniye Edi muniade ikka bula bula paniye. Ajai boho ikire pala di cheri. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina. Nama japa ki olona ederi. Hata aya sama eve tugu avina.
This honorless life is the guest of a few days. Its life is like the lifespan of a bubble of water. Ajaib has become the disciple of Kripal. Meditate on Nam. Why do you delay? Do not lose the time in your hands. Before we begin, a quick announcement. We're happy to announce a seva opportunity this Saturday, April 16th, for a spring cleanup. We'll be raking up leaves and picking up sticks and branches, clearing stones and gravel off the lawns that are left behind after the snowplow occasionally dumps stuff on the lawns, and weeding in the flower gardens. We'll start at 9 a.m., and there will be refreshments at 12 noon. So please let us know by the end of the day, this Thursday, if you're coming, so that we can plan. Thank you. And our first reading is a short talk that Sanchi gave on February 25th, 1989. This is in the June 1999 Sanpani magazine. It doesn't say so, but it's evidently a short talk to a group that was in Rajasthan at the beginning of the group's visit. And it was called A Very Quiet and Peaceful Time. So Sanchi says, it is a very good time. It's a very good opportunity given to us by our masters for doing their devotion. It is only due to their grace that we are able to sit in their remembrance. Always the saints come into this world, and after coming into this world, they tell us, dear ones, God Almighty, for whom you are searching, is one. He is nowhere outside. He is within you. Once we see God Almighty working in our within, then we become sure that that same power which is working within us is also working within all the creatures, all the animals, and everywhere. Everything is being created and is being sustained by Him. All our doubts vanish when we go in the within and see Him, when we see God Almighty there. If we really become sure after seeing Him in the within that there is only one God Almighty and He is working within all the creatures, all the people in this world, then in this world, peace would prevail. Everywhere, people would be loving each other, and there would be peace. The love of God was very pure, very holy, but because of the organs of senses, the mind, and all the dirt of this world, that love has become so impure, so unholy, that now that love is hidden under the dirt of Maya and the other sins of this world. Now we have even forgotten how pure and holy the love of God is. We have even forgotten that God is the creator of all the creatures and that he is within us. When we obey the commandments of the Master, when we work according to the instructions of the Master, and when we rise above the mind and the senses and go within, then we realize that just for the sake of the momentary pleasures, how many births we have wasted. When we realize that, then the real faith and devotion for the Master comes. In fact, the real faith and devotion for the Master comes only when we go in the within. I am very pleased to sit in the meditation with all of you, as you have been very brave and giving up all the strong worldly attachments, you've come so far. I hope that you will forget all those things now, and that while you are here, you will not forget your purpose for coming here and start obeying your mind. I hope that you will always remember the purpose of your coming here, because you know that mind never lets any opportunity slip out of his hands without utilizing it. So he will make you remember all the past happenings, and he will bring all the unnecessary thoughts in your mind. But you shouldn't pay any attention to that. You should go on working to achieve your goal, and you should always remember the purpose of your coming here. I hope that you will always do your simran, and that you will always remain devoted to the work for which you have come. Within minutes or seconds, you will get here. Sorry, whatever minutes or seconds you will get here, I hope you will always spend that time in the devotion. Every day before we sit for the meditation, I will be saying the simran. No one should record the simran. This time is very quiet and very peaceful, so I will not be saying a whole lot. Before we sit in the meditation, I will just be repeating the simran. And we will be having satsang and the other sessions at other times, but this time we should take advantage of by doing only the meditation. And that ends that talk. And we have been reading the satsang that Sanchi gave This is a talk that Master Kripal gave, and this is from the July 1972 Satsandesh magazine. And it was called He Came to Make Us Satsangis. And I believe that the hymn that he's commenting on must be one of his own bhajans, one of his own hymns. So, continuing, Master Kripal says, so we are here in obeisance to Hazur and to realize the truth. He is ever with us and is showering his abundant grace. However, to realize him, it is essential to have a pure heart. Can you ever expect the Lord to manifest himself till our hearts are spotlessly clean? The Lord cannot be realized as long as our hearts remain littered with lust, anger, jealousy, recrimination, etc. Our soul lies dormant and defiled by these vices. Just as a magnet will not attract iron that is all covered with dirt, God within us will not pull the soul up until it is free from all blemishes. In such a hopeless state, only a competent master can come to our rescue. This, in fact, is the greatness of a master soul. If a loaded donkey is stuck in the mud, it cannot come out with its own efforts. Someone out of sheer compassion will have to remove the load and then pull the donkey out of the mud. We are also loaded with heaps of impressions, thousands of lifetimes, and in addition, we are trapped in the net of sensual pleasures. There's hardly any difference between us as we are and the loaded donkey. We too need a compassionate soul who himself is absolutely free to unburden us and to pull us out of our misery. Only then will we be able to see the reality. The greatness of such a master soul is beyond description. Such a competent master enables us to see the truth after freeing us from the effect of past impressions and bringing our attention above body consciousness. Azur used to say that the master will definitely take his initiate to the ultimate goal, but only after properly cleaning him from all blemishes. For nobody wants to keep dirty clothes unless they are washed and pressed. Azur often gave the example of a washerman who never refuses to wash even the dirtiest clothes because he knows his own competency. Sometimes he may have to put in a little extra effort. Soul, in its present state, is like pure gold mixed with dust. Remove the dust from it, and it will be pure gold again. It's only a matter of removing the dust. Azur came to transform us into satsangis in the real sense. He often emphasized that the human body is the temple of God, and the eternal light is illuminating it. But we are polluting this temple with all kinds of rubbish. Bad diet, unfair, dishonest earnings, falsehoods, deceit, recrimination, egotism, and hypocrisy. To partake of flesh, eggs, and intoxicants is to defile this temple. Such food habits are not conducive to one's spiritual growth. Therefore, our diet should be pure and vegetarian. And even more, it should be prepared in a clean place and with a clean heart. In India, there's still a practice in Orthodox families that no one other than the lady preparing the food is allowed in the kitchen. That helps in maintaining the cleanliness. Nowadays, food is generally prepared by people who indulge in all sorts of loose talk while preparing the meals. The mind is affected by the food you take. I may tell you my own personal experience. In 1921, I was posted in the accounts branch of an Indian Army regiment. An army orderly used to cook my food. I had given him strict instructions not to allow anyone to enter the kitchen, and also told him to recite holy verses while preparing the food. It was my practice to sit for meditation daily in the dead of night. One night I noticed negative thoughts disturbing my meditation. I woke the orderly up. and I asked him if there was anyone with him in the kitchen that night. He said no, but he was telling a lie. Later, he admitted it. Where the dirt is already there in tons, a little more doesn't make much difference. But even a grain of dirt will be visible on an otherwise clean surface. Ethical conduct and pure diet are thus stepping stones to God realization. The main reason that I attach so much importance to keeping a diary is to make us conscious of our shortcomings. We only talk of nonviolence as the true religion. We never observe it in spirit. The result is that we try to deceive him who is all-seeing. How can we expect his grace? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A pure heart is a necessity if we are to realize God. All scriptures and masters have said that there are only two ways to reach the ultimate goal, the way of living and the way of religion. And what is religion? It is the same as ultimate truth. To realize the power of God, manifesting in and sustaining the entire creation. The way of living is the first step. It means inculcating the habit of truthfulness in all its aspects. One of these aspects is the observance of chastity. Chastity is life and should be observed in thought, word, and deed. The real significance of marriage lies in having a life partner who will stand by you under all circumstances, pleasure and pain, riches and poverty. Both partners should cooperate with each other in striving to realize God. We should have love for all and hatred for none, for the entire creation is his manifestation. And then we should render selfless service, ahimsa, or non-injury, is thus the highest dharma. Sheikh Farid says, if you wish to meet your beloved, do not injure anyone's feelings. Maulana Rumi says, you may indulge in intoxication, or burn the Holy Quran, or set fire to the Kaaba, (parentheses) the holiest place of the Muslims, but do not hurt the feelings of anyone. Let us take the outer life of Hazur. He was married at an early age. In India, the practice many, many years ago was that life partners, marriages were arranged even when the partners were very young children. I believe that Hazur was at the age of 8 or 9 when his marriage was arranged. He was married at an early age, but his wife died before the marriage was consummated. He married again after reaching the age of 25, and thus completed 25 years of complete celibacy. He himself used to say that his stay with his family during his whole life would not total more than 6 months. He was an army engineer and was constantly being assigned to different places to do engineering work. You can see what a disciplined life he led. Hazur's practical life should be an eye-opener for us. He used to hand over his full salary to his guru, Baba Jamal Singh Maharaj, And out of that, Babaji would send money to Hazur's family. He used to go to his hometown to see his family only if Babaji told him to. He was often asked how it could be that he was a householder and saint both. He always said that from the time the spiritual work was assigned to him, he stopped being a householder. Observance of celibacy is a great blessing, and Hazur always attached the highest importance to chastity. Even at the age of 90, he used to roar like a lion. During those days, there were no loudspeakers, but he could be heard giving a satsang from a long distance. And I've read that they had satsangs with 30 and 40,000 people in attendance, and yet people could hear him. He had divine grace on his loving face. This was mainly due to his strict observance of a highly ethical and chaste life. We are losing this essential virtue. God only knows what the future will be. If the present trend of utter callousness toward moral standards continues. Hazur had many virtues which we need, especially in our present state of delusion and despondency. He always had a cheerful and pleasant personality. He had all smiles on his ever glistening face. Those who have seen him know that he had immeasurable love in him for his children, as we are. He would cast such a loving and soothing glance on us, as parents might after meeting their child after a long separation. His love towards his children was much more than the love that hundreds of fathers and mothers have for their children. A single life-inspiring glance of his was capable of raising us to great heights. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Swamiji says, these eyes are the windows that are open, that open to the abode of God. Whenever someone bowed to Hazur in reverence, disciples often used to snatch a chance to bow down and touch Hazur's feet. But then he would say, there's nothing down at my feet. You can see me through my eyes. Hazur used to tell us that when his son died, he felt no trace of grief, for he knew that he had been a sacred trust from God, and God could take it back at his will. These things are common in the lives of saints. Cheerfulness was one of Hazur's many virtues. This is one thing that we should learn from his life. Have you ever considered as to where the senses derive their power from? It is the soul itself. Newton was solving certain mathematical problems on the roadside when a blaring band passed by. Later, someone asked him if a band had gone that way, and he said he did not know. His attention was absorbed at that time in solving the problems. Many times it happens that we don't hear even a loud sound because our attention is focused at some other point. Our attention, or soul, is thus the driving force of our outgoing faculties. One whose inner self is overflowing with bliss will be cheerful and will have a sweet tongue. Out of the abundance of his heart, a man speaks. Whenever Hazur laughed, it was real and hearty laughter. Those who saw him laughing were fortunate indeed. That life-giving laughter of Hazur can never be forgotten. The great souls fill the entire atmosphere with their radiation. By just a thought of such a one, we feel uplifted. After the partition of India in 1947, a large number of people had to emigrate from Pakistan. Some of them could not bear the shock of leaving everything in Pakistan, and they died soon after. It was very difficult to console them. But those who came to Hazur had an instant soothing effect from his charged words. His simple words, "Now, do not worry," were enough to bring solace to them. Whoever went to him was touched by his sweet and soothing words. Kind words don't cost anything. Kind words spoken with humility are the quintessence of all virtue. He was a really competent master, and yet he possessed humility. It is rightly said that humility is the true adornment of the saints. This should be a great lesson for us. Hafiz says, "Kindness and consideration for both friends and enemies bring comforts in both the worlds." So do not think ill of anyone, even your enemies. Hazur once wrote to me, "My dear, discomfort in life is the property of saints." He quoted an Urdu couplet, "The moment I was destined to love, sighs were given as cash grant and desert as property." And he continued, "In satsang, all sorts of people come. There are some whose hearts are overflowing with love and devotion, and who are ready to sacrifice their all, body, mind, and wealth. There are some who only indulge in lip service and calumny. They are always ready to criticize and slander." And then he added, "But our duty is to love all. If they do not give up their hateful habit, why should we give up our loving habit?" This letter has been the sheet anchor of my life so far, and it will always remain my guiding principle. And we will leave off at that point. And we have been listening to a satsang that Sanchi gave here at Sant Bani. This was on July 6th, 1980. It was called "The Sight of the Perfect Jeweler." And this was the third in the series of talks that Sanchi gave here at that time on the tour, on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Das, which eventually became the book, The Two Ways. So we will continue this talk.
Yo me llamo de गया तू खड़ा है। वो कहने लग्या जी उन्हों का पिछे कुछ होना है, मेरा पिछे है कुछ नहीं गा, मेरा तो एक तू ही है। जो नज़र भरी उसनों पूर्ण कर दिता, निहाल कर दिता।
In the same way when Guru Nanak wanted to remove the flies, he disguised himself as a hunter and he took some dogs with him and he had one sword with in his hand and he told his disciples to follow him. But when
All right, sorry for the interruption here. We've been told that the sound is not going out to Zoom. No, try it again? Okay, we're going to try it and see if it, in fact, might be working again.
His followers, his disciples saw him as a hunter. They felt very bad, and one by one, they all left him. Everybody went away from him except Bhai Lena, who was later on called Guru Angad. When Guru Nanak asked him that why he was following him and why he didn't go as the other people went, he replied that the other people went because they might have something in the world to do, but I don't have anything in the world which I can say of my own, because you are my own and you are the only thing which belongs to me. That is why I am with you. Guru Nanak was so pleased with him that he showered all his grace on Guru Angad.
ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਲਾਲਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਲੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਚੇਲੇ ਹੋਣ ਜਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਸਾਥੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੇ। ਉਹ ਸਿਰਫ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਹਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਡਾਵਾਂ ਡੋਲ ਸਿੱਖ ਤੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਕਾਫੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
The perfect masters, those who have done the meditation, they don't desire for many disciples. They don't seek many disciples and they are not here in this world to collect many disciples. They always look for the dear souls, for the loving souls. Master Sawant Singh Ji used to say that it is much better to have one faithful disciple than to have 1,000 disciples who don't have faith in the Master.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਿੱਖ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ
as we get the perfect master if we are very fortunate one in the same way master also gets a good disciple only if he is very fortunate
agar aise sikh change satguruan nu zindagi ch na miln thonu pata hai ke duniyadar unna nu kis tarah pehchan sakde hai oh koi mahaan atma hi us nu pehchandi hai
if perfect masters don't get the perfect disciples then nobody could recognize their glory in this world because you know that the worldly people cannot recognize the masters only the perfect disciples can recognize the masters
is vaste guru ramdas ji kende hai ke jad satguru saraf vargi odi nazar hai jad oh nigah marda hai dekhda hai ke kaun idhar qabil hai kaun nahi odo makhiyan nu dur vi kar dinda hai
so that is why guru ramdas ji maharaj here says that since master has the sight as that of jeweler and he knows when he looks at the people he knows that who is good for him and who is not who is able or who is supposed to come in sangat and who is not and that is why when he wants to remove those people from his sangat who are not supposed to be there he does such things and in that way he removes the flies
oin jiha chitwa hai nit tiha payan oite ho je ਕਰ ਕਰ ਦੇਖੈ ਚਲਤ ਸਵਾਈ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਮਨਮੁਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਦੋਨਾਂ ਸਿਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਆਪ ਰਾਖਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੈਸਾ ਕੋਈ ਚਿੱਤ ਬੰਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੈਸਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫਲ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਚਿਤਮਦੇ ਆ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਫਲ ਕਿਆ ਨਰਕ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਦਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੋਡ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਆਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਰ ਆਫ ਬੋਥ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਟੇਕਸ ਕੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਬੋਥ ਦੀ ਐਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਡੂ ਦਾ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਫਾਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਗੋਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਦਾ ਵੈਲਥ ਆਫ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਗੋਡ and whereas the manmukhs always desire for the worldly things and for the passions that is why they get to enjoy them which lead them to hell so whatever feeling you have when you are doing the devotion of lord you get the fruit according to that
sansar ek bazaar hai itthe aapo apna har aadmi sauda vechan vaste aaya hai aur har aadmi khareedan vaste vi aaya hai jis tarah koi pita apne bete de naal bazaar de vich gaya ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਆਦਮੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਨਿਕਾਲਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ ਬੁਰਾ ਭਲਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ ਉਹ ਲੜਕਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਦੇਖੋ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਨਿਕਾਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਕਹੋ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਬੇਟਾ ਇਹ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰ ਹੈ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣਾ ਸੌਦਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਵੇਚਦੇ ਹੈ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਪਿਤਾ ਸਿਆਣਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਬੇਟੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸਮਝਾ ਲਿਆ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਜਦ ਕੋਈ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਚੁਗਲੀ ਹੀਰਖਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇਗੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸੌਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਹਾਨੀਕਾਰਕ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਧਰ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਕੀ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਚੁਗਲੀ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਅਗਰ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਉਹ ਹੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਸੰਗੀ ਸਾਥੀ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਦੀ ਗਾਹਕ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਸ਼ਾਪਿੰਗ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਈਦਰ ਸੈਲਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਸਟਫ ਔਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬਾਇੰਗ ਦ ਸਟਫ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ everybody is doing his work whatever work he has been given good or bad and that is why suppose if a man goes one clever man went in this come in the shopping center in this market with his son and if he is called bad words by someone who is selling his things in the market son doesn't know that what he is doing so he complains to his father he says that father look at that guy he is saying so much bad for you why don't you reply to him because the father is clever he knows that that thing is not good for him and he is not the customer of that thing that is why he says that don't mind my son let's go because this world everybody is in this market everybody is selling his things but we don't take that to worry about it let's pay attention to and because that possibly son is not in the money don't
present to time pai ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਕਨੇਰੀਆਂ ਜੇ ਘਰ ਅੱਖ ਹੋਵੇ ਸਾਈ ਖਾਏ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਨ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਧਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲਾ ਦਿਓਗੇ ਇਹ ਉਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਚਾਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ 'ਚ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ, ਚਾਹੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ, ਚੁਗਲੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ 'ਚ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ, ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੁਗਲੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ, ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਵੀ ਭੋਗ ਲਈਏ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾ ਲਈਏ। ਨਹੀਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਬ ਇਹ ਰਸ ਆਵੇ ਤਬ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਰਹਾਵੇ, ਮਨ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਡੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ। ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਐਨਜੋਏ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ। ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਅਦਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਕ ਬਾਈਟ ਅਦਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਗੋਡ। ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ, ਇਦਰ ਯੂ ਇਨਵਾਲਵ ਯੂਅਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਐਂਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਬੈਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਜੋਇੰਗ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ, ਔਰ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਇਨਵਾਲਵ ਇਟ ਔਰ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ। ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਕਮਸ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਨੋ ਪਲੇਸ ਦੇਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਅ ਟਾਈਮ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜੈਸੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਰ ਵਸਤ ਹੈ ਵੈਸੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਏਗੀ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਮੇਕ ਅਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਬਾਈ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਮ ਔਰ ਬਾਈ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਔਰ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਮ। ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਰਿਸੈਪਟੀਵਿਟੀ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ, ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਗੋਡ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਮਸ਼ਹੂਰ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪੀੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਲਿਖਣੀਆਂ ਮਨ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਆਥਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਬੁੱਕਸ, ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਾਪੂਲਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਯੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਲੁੱਕ ਸੀ ਦੀ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਨੈਗਰੀ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੋਰਚਰਡ ਦੈਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਟਾਕਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਰਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ।
ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲਈਆਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਲਿਖ ਲਈਆਂ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਬੂਹਾ ਖੋਲ੍ਹ ਦੇਗਾ, ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਮਨ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ। ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਸੇ ਹਾਲਤ 'ਚ ਹੀ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਸਤਾ ਬਤਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਢਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੀਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਰੈਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਰੋਟ ਮੈਨੀ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਲ ਓਪਨ ਹਿਸ ਡੋਰ ਟੂ ਅਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਕਸ ਆਰ ਆਫ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ। ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਗੋਡ ਓਪਨ ਹਿਸ ਡੋਰ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸ਼ੋਨ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਔਰ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟੋਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਹਿਸ ਵਾਸਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਿਆ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਜੀਪ ਗੱਡੀ ਦਾ, ਤਾਂ ਬੌਲਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਬੌਲਦ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦੇ ਲਦਲੇ। ਘਰੇ ਗਿਆ, ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤਾਂ ਘਰੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਮਾਲੀ ਘਰੇ ਸੀ। ਪੁੱਛਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਇਹ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਅਸਮਾਨ 'ਤੇ, ਯਹਾਂ ਸਿਲਹਲੀ ਗੈਲ, ਪੌਣਾ ਟਿਕੇ ਪਪੀਲ ਦਾ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਲਾਦੇ ਬੈਲ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਅਫਸੋਸ ਹੈ, ਕਬੀਰ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੀੜੀ ਦਾ ਪੈਰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਟਿਕਦਾ, ਤੂੰ ਬੌਲਦ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦੇ ਲੱਦੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਪੰਡਿਤ ਲਾਜਵਾਬ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਤੁਰ ਗਿਆ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਆਫਨ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਂਸ ਵਨ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਔਰ ਲਰਨਡ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੈਰਿੰਗ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਬਲੋਕਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਡੇਸ they didn't have any other means of transportation, they didn't have jeeps, cars and things like that, so they had to carry their things, their load on the bullocks or on the back of the animals. So he came with all his books which he had on the bullocks, and when he came there to the house of Kabir Sahab, Kabir Sahab was not there but his daughter Kamali was there, and he asked her that is this the house of Kabir Sahab. She replied that Kabir's home is in the sky, and the path to reach and the path which goes to Kabir's home, Kabir's house, is very slippery. Not even an ant can go there. Oh Pandit, how come you are carrying so many books on the bullocks? She said that it is a pity on your part. I am very sorry for you because you have come with the bullock loaded with the books and you want to go to Kabir's home, but you don't know that not even the ant can take his body there because Kabir lives in the sky.
Ajkal ta Hindustan ch ਥਾਂ ਥਾਂ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀਆਂ ਬਣ ਚੁੱਕੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕਾਂਸੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ, ਕਾਂਸੀ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਉਸਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਕਾਂਸੀ ਪਾਸ ਹੈ। ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੋ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਆਏ, ਕਿਸੇ ਜ਼ਿਮੀਂਦਾਰ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਰਾਤ ਕੱਟਣ ਲੱਗੇ। ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਰਾਤ ਕੱਟਣੀ ਆ, ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹੈ, ਰਾਤ ਰਹੋ। ਇੱਕ ਜਣਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ। ਜੱਟ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਗਏ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਕੁ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਹੈ? ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ, ਵਡਿਆਈ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਉਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਇਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਜਾਣਦਾ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਗਧਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਇਤਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ। ਉਹ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਗਏ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਕੁ ਸਿਆਣੇ ਆ, ਸਮਝਦਾਰ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਬੋਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕੀ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੱਟ ਚੁੱਪ ਰਿਹਾ। ਉਹਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਸੀ। ਅਫਸੋਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜਾ ਦੂਜੇ 'ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇੱਕ ਬੋਲਦ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ, ਇੱਕ ਗਧਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੱਟ ਜਦੋਂ ਰੋਟੀ ਪਾਉਣ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖਵਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਹੱਥ ਹੁੱਥ ਧੁਆਏ, ਇੱਕ ਥਾਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੋ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗਧੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪੱਤ ਪਰਾਲੀ ਚੰਗੇ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬੋਲਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੂੜੀ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਆ, ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੱਤੇ। ਹੁਣ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਹੋਇਆ, ਖਾਣਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਲਿਆਇਆ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਖੋਰ ਔਰ ਤੂੜੀ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਆ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜ਼ਿਮੀਂਦਾਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਖਾਣਾ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ, ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਈਏ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਗਧਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਖੋਰ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਔਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੜੀ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਬੋਲਦ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ। ਉਹ ਦੋਨੇ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਸ਼ਰਮਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਤੁਰ ਗਏ, ਆਪਣੀ ਤਕਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪਛਤਾਏ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਇਹ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਸੁਣਾ ਕੇ ਬੜੇ ਹੱਸਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਉਹ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਮਾਗੀ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਦੀ ਕੁਸ਼ਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਨਾਓਡੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀਜ਼, ਬਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਓਲਡਰ ਡੇਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਲਸੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਟਾਊਨ ਔਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਕਾਸ਼ੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵੁਡ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵੁਡ ਬੀ ਓਨਰਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਲਰਨਡ ਪੀਪਲ. ਵੰਸ ਇਟ ਸੋ ਹੈਪਨ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਸਕਾਲਰਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ were on the way back to their home. On the way they had to spend a night in one farmer's home, and when they went there farmer welcomed him very much and he allowed them to stay a night there and maybe to attend the call of nature. One of those scholars went out, so that farmer asked the another scholar that how much he was learned, how much the scholar who has went out was learned. You know that one learned man or one scholar will never say that the other one is also scholar, because nobody wants to praise another one. He says that he doesn't know anything, only I know. So in that way, that scholar replied that, well, he doesn't know anything, he is a donkey, he is a fool, I am the most learned man. After some time, the one who had gone out, he came back, and the one who was in the house, he went out. So that farmer asked the same question to that scholar, and he said, well, I am the most learned man, he is a bull, he is a fool and he is a bull, he is not a scholar. So the farmer kept quiet, and when the food was ready and when he invited them for the food, he didn't put any food which we eat, food for the man, but he brought in one plate he brought the food for donkey, and in another plate he brought the food for the bull. In one plate he had some grass and some things, some leaves, and in other plate he had dry grass, the food which they give to bull. And they got very upset and they said that, oh farmer, why don't you bring the food which we want to eat? The farmer replied that you said that he is a donkey, so that is why I brought the food for donkey, and you said that he is a bull, so that is why I brought the food for the bull. And when they realized that they had criticized each other, they had praised only themselves, they felt very embarrassed and they left without having any food. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to tell this story very often, just to make the learned people understand that by learning and by becoming scholars, you cannot develop the humility, because by gaining a lot of knowledge and by becoming the scholars, you just wrestle with your mind and it doesn't add to your humility.
Kabir Sahib,
we'll close our satsang with Sanchi's bhajan on page 28. Dekhi Bhota Nirali Mahima. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. Only satsang removes all the difficulties, and only satsang saves the drowning. One always remains prosperous. Such is the greatness of satsang. Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. All come together in satsang and make your lives successful, so that in the end you will not be clapped at, humiliated. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga me he moti hire milite he paradire dire. Satsanga me he moti hire milite he paradire dire. Jisane ko janikali mehima satsanga ki. Te ki pota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Te ki pota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga hi sabasang katatare dubate ko. Satsanga hi tare. Satsanga hi sabasang katatare dubate ko. Satsanga hi tare. Sadara he kushihali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga utamati ratabai karate hejo neka kamai. Satsanga utamati ratabai karate hejo neka kamai. Kare mahina rehikali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga me sabamilikare avo jivane apana safala banavo. Satsanga me sabamilikare avo jivane apana safala banavo. Antapite naitali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. All come together in satsang and make your lives successful, so that in the end you will not be clapped at, humiliated. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. And may God bless us all.